You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the telephone this morning, CHP Sergeant and spokesperson Randy Matyshok. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
Tell us about maximum enforcement this weekend, when it begins and when it ends.
Our maximum enforcement period for this week begins at 2 o'clock on the 22nd, and it goes through basically midnight on Monday the 25th.
Is that going to be the same hours on New Year's weekend?
Yes, and that'll go from, again, from that Friday the 29th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon through midnight on the 1st.
What specifically are the officers looking for this weekend?
Well, during our maximum enforcement period, we have 80% of all our available officers working, and they're tasked with looking for collision-reducing violations, such as speed, following too close. Obviously, we're always looking for the impaired driver. Basically, the violations out there that would cause a collision. So that's what they're tasked with, is aggressively enforcing those violations.
At this time of the year, we have a large number of visitors visiting the Sierra Nevada, and they find the snow line, and then they park their cars, sometimes partially blocking Highway 108. Will CHP officers be up there enforcing the parking situation?
Absolutely. That is, like you said before, that is a yearly problem that we try to address as quickly as we can, especially up by the snow Little Sweden. We've had people like barbecuing within the lanes before. So since that is such a hazard, not only to the people that are in the lanes or causing the hazard, but the people that are driving by as well, we try to get people up there as quickly as possible to deal with those situations as well. And if it needs to be, we will tow those vehicles to get them out of the way.
Are you still on the lookout for people talking on their cell phones while driving?
We're always on a lookout for people doing that. Again, that's one of the things. Distracted driving is a huge concern for us and for the motoring public in general, keeping them safe. So we're always constantly, whether it be a maximum enforcement period or just a regular middle of the weekday, we're always aggressively looking for any distracted driving.
Over the past several weeks, there has been a large increase in the amount of traffic collisions of vehicle versus deer accidents. If a person should happen to hit a deer, what is the first thing they are supposed to do?
If there's not severe injuries within the vehicle, then we would ask that the people pull over and get their vehicle out of the roadway. That makes it safer for them and safer for approaching traffic as well. And then obviously call 911, advise them of the situation. We'll send an officer there. If the deer needs to be taken care of, we will take care of the deer. And then obviously we will take care of the report as well. Yeah. However, if there are serious injuries, we don't want people being moved. At that point, immediately call 911, and we'll get emergency personnel there as soon as possible.
You work every single holiday, and it is greatly appreciated. And we have been speaking with CHP Sergeant and spokesperson Randy Matyshok. Thank you, Sergeant Matyshok.
Thank you. Have a good day.